Max, let's do that Tapes and Scouts thing.
Oh, damn it.
No? You want to just talk about, like, something else?
Yeah.
What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal?
Yeah, like a zoo animal, though.
A zoo animal?
Yeah, what, like, speaks to you?
Probably some kind of ape.
Some sort of ape, huh?
Yeah, probably some kind of ape. They're a lot of fun. They're entertaining. They have personalities.
That's true.
I like that. What about you?
I would say probably the prairie dog. Because they're weird-looking rodents, and they tunnel, and they amuse me to no end.
Okay.
So I just tried to think of something different.
No, that's fair. Why do you think that, like, once a popsicle stick gets twice as wide, it's called a tongue depressor?
Because a popsicle stick cannot depress a tongue.
You don't think so? I think it could. I think it could do a pretty adequate job.
I think it risks... The health risks at that point are too high.
They're too high.
They're too high, and you're not helping anymore. You're hindering.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a trained medical professional, but...
All right. Yeah. Well, if you know, let us know out there, because why the hell is it just a wider popsicle stick?
Where did all those popsicles go?
Yeah, why... Yeah, like, we could have twice as many popsicles if we weren't fucking around with tongue depressors.
Yeah, we're just doing everything ass backwards.
Yeah, I really don't like it.
All right, well, podcast over.
All right, that was a good talk. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I'm just joshing you.
Yeah, everybody's happy. We're back.
Yeah.
We walked back on stage. That's why there was all the clapping. And
yeah,
shit.
Everybody.
It was like an encore, kind of like an early quit. Like, I want to get the encore out of the way early.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I want frozen dinner, I guess.
What do you mean they didn't play their most popular song ever?
Yeah.
Their asses better get back out of here. I didn't hear no Freebird. All right.
For tasting more, it's Freebird.
All right. So.
Did you watch a movie?
I did.
Which one?
I watched a documentary. It's called Always Amazing, the true story of the life, death, and return of the amazing Jonathan.
Oh, I wanted to see this. I've heard really good things about it.
Yes, this is the documentary about the amazing Jonathan, who is a comedian that mixes magic and comedy. Is he more a magician? Is he more a comedian? If you haven't seen him, it's because you're not old enough, probably, because he's been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because I'm, 37? So, like, you know, I remember his Comedy Central Presents and a lot of his specials, and he just disappeared, and I was like, where the fuck did that guy go? He was great.
Yep.
His wife was his assistant, and he would beat her up with magic tricks.
Yes.
And it would be very violent, like, oh, I put a spike in your head, but it's just magic.
Yep.
It was pretty fun. He had a good way of mixing dark humor with magic. Everything was, like, a drug reference or a violent kind of thing. And the guy was super talented.
He was great. I love when he would walk out on stage. He wouldn't say anything. He'd just drink half a bottle of Windex.
Yeah.
And look at the audience and tell him it was to stop him from streaking.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Really clutch. And then he'd drink the rest of it throughout the
Yeah, he'd keep drinking it. Yeah.
It's so good.
So this documentary is from 2018. And I watched it on June 13th. The IMDb minutes are 1 hour 15 minutes. It's a documentary, of course. Directed by Steve Byrne. Starring the amazing Jonathan, Penn Jillette, David Copperfield, a slew of people.
Yeah, some powerhouse magicians.
Absolutely. This documentary follows the career highs and current health struggles of the amazing Jonathan, the innovative magician-comedian, also known as John Edward Zells, I'm guessing.
Okay.
My bullet points, it's sad. And a surprising story.
Nice.
So basically, the amazing Jonathan, I'm going to try to say this in a way so you could still watch it and enjoy it. Essentially, he had... a fan who became like his best friend. It's
okay.
that weird story of like, I like you a lot.
Okay.
Come on tour with me then. This guy ended up being like his best friend in the world.
That's cool.
He took him everywhere. He actually became a little bit of a magician himself and did some of the similar stuff.
That's cool.
They were buddies. Jonathan's life is up and down all over the place. He's married, he's not married, he's having a tough go at it, he's having health issues, his medicine's working, it's not working. The man has almost died a bunch of times.
Huh.
So this is just kind of documenting first who he was, for those who don't know, talks about all the trials and tribulations that come with that, and then how his friend was there, he wasn't there, and just talks about how he technically should be dead right now, and he's not.
Hmm.
And he says, maybe I'll go back out there.
Nice.
Fuck it. It's kind of his take. But there's so much more in there, so much in between. They talk to comedians and magicians, which was tons of fun. You know, people like Penn Jillette, that's kind of both himself.
Yep.
Going back and forth and talking about the comedy side, why it's genius and why this magic trick he does is actually super hard and he should not be doing it
nice.
While doing a comedy skit. Things like that. But yes, sad. Be prepared for sad.
Okay.
Because it's not all sunshine and roses in this documentary.
Fair enough.
IMDb give it a 7.2. Rotten Tomatoes does not have a critic or audience score for it.
Okay.
I gave it a 7.0 as well.
Wow.
I loved it. I love that comedian. And I was like, where did he go? Oh my God, a documentary. And I'm watching it like, is he dead? Like, I need to watch this thing to find out if he's dead.
Yeah.
I could just look it up. But no, I want to watch this documentary.
Yeah.
It's a very good documentary as far as documentaries go. So please check it out and check out his stand-up, The Amazing Jonathan.
Absolutely. So I also watched a documentary.
Whoa!
This documentary, however, is about a horror movie, so it's not entirely surprising.
No.
It is 2016's You're So Cool, Brewster, is the making of Fright Night.
Well, Brewster has all the millions.
He does. It's not that one, though.
Oh.
I watched this in May. I don't know. Just why not? It is 3 hours and 37 minutes long, so it is a very long documentary.
Thorough.
Yeah. It is from the people who did the Hellraiser documentary. It is very long, and their shtick is doing these long movie documentaries.
Oh, that's their shtick.
It stars all the people who are in Fright Night for the most part, and Simon Bamford, who's playing Roddy McDowell's character from Fright Night because Roddy McDowell passed away.
Okay.
The movie summary is that's how the movie got made. So that's what it's about. It's about the making of Fright Night, but not just Fright Night, Fright Night 2 as well. It's got Tom Holland. It's got Tommy Lee Wallace, who directed the second one. It's got actors from the first and second. It goes through everything. It's got the special makeup effects artists. It's got the producers. It's got the editor. It's got, I mean, literally everybody who had a hand in this
has some time
outside of the deceased Roddy McDowell. Like, it's just crazy that they were able to get so many people involved in this.
That's cool, but like, I guess it's not for everybody.
Huh? It is certainly not for everybody. You have to kind of be a film geek, and especially like this specific film, I think, because you want to hear like, oh, what's everybody doing? What are their thoughts on it now? How's that all work? What's going on? But it's really in depth. If you like the special effects stuff, obviously really speaks to me, and all the visual effects stuff was really interesting to hear. The concept of how Tom Holland came up with the idea, how this is his first directed film. So how he kind of leveraged his clout from Psycho 2 into getting the directing part of it, because he was an actor and then a screenwriter, and now he was kind of forcing his way into directing. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Sometimes you got to force your way in.
You do. I mean, you got to kind of throw your weight around sometimes, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's really cool to see. There's a lot of cool stories. Everybody's having a good time. You can tell they all genuinely really dig this movie. If you've never seen the movie Fright Night, geez Louise, what are you doing? This movie is so fucking good. Watch that movie.
Should they watch the remake?
I only watched bits and pieces of it. Not really my cup of tea from what I can tell, but I mean, I love Anton Yelchin.
Mm-hmm.
I like Colin Farrell a lot, so.
I saw the remake. It was fine.
Yeah.
But it's not as good.
Right. The original is just this fantastic.
Right.
For scores, IMDb gave this an 8.4 out of 10.
Wow.
No Rotten Tomatoes scores to speak of.
They don't do documentaries. That's why we got to get in there, people.
I'm telling you. And I gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Nice.
It's nice. It's long. I mean, like, if you really want to get into the granular bits of movie making and you want to hear how they did it, this is for you.
Nice.
If you don't, stay the hell away, because you
got to
save yourself some 4 hours. But
yeah.
It's so deep and it's so well done. I think it's pretty awesome.
So get back in there, because what were you going to do with those 4 hours anyways?
Nothing.
That's right. You could learn a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I did a movie.
Okay.
This movie has a couple different titles,
mm-hmm.
and it is animated.
Okay.
But that's not just it. This movie is from 1975.
Whoa.
I'm checking a lot of boxes here.
You are.
It's a Chinese animated movie.
Okay.
It is sometimes known as The Chinese Gods.
Okay.
It is sometimes known as Feng Shen Bang.
Okay.
It's also, as it was known on the Amazon, where I watched it, Bruce Lee and the Chinese Gods.
Okay.
I said, wait a minute, animated Bruce Lee. From
yeah.
75, he would have been dead like a year or two. What is this?
Yeah.
Is this lost Bruce Lee? Was it going to be anything? Nope. This is the story of Chinese gods and whatnot, with Bruce Lee, who had recently passed, being reincarnated as a god to help the gods fight demons. He has a third eye and everything.
Huh.
Wild. I don't know how his family would feel about that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is. So I had to. So this was on June 13th of this year. The IMDb minutes is 1 hour 25 minutes. The genre is animation, action, comedy. It is directed by Chi Hu Chang. I think I did that right.
Sure.
Starring Chung Kwang Pai and Ted Thomas. Out of nowhere, the most American name right there. Okay. I'll give you your summary. You've never seen Bruce Lee like this before. In this rare animated martial arts film, the legendary Bruce Lee is resurrected as a god with a third eye who helps a group of good gods defeat some bad demons. So this definitely, I love animation. Yeah. I will watch, you think I watch bad movies? I will watch awful animation.
Okay.
There is a soft spot in my heart for animation.
Makes sense.
Okay. I don't watch a ton, outside of like anime and Japanese stuff, I don't watch a ton of other foreign places stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come to America
right.
that openly.
No.
France occasionally will get some stuff.
Yes.
But that's like it, I feel.
I think that's fair.
So I was pumped to see this, but I was more curious, like, A, does Bruce Lee have a part in this while he was alive and it came out after? And then once I figured out that wasn't the case, how is this respectful? What is this? It's definitely felt like a movie about gods that they shoehorned Bruce Lee into at the end.
Okay.
Because he had passed
sure.
somewhere in the making of
yes.
it. That being said, it is awesome.
Okay.
You have to like story-driven stories. You have to like slow-plotting kind of things.
Okay.
And I mean that in a good way, because this movie is like, here's this god. This is going to happen. Now that he's going to turn into a wolf. All right, now he's at this castle. Oh, he's going to bite this. He's going to fight this emperor guy. And like, it just is constantly like eye porn.
Okay.
If you like it, because it's just like, this is happening. Now he's over here. Now this is happening. You're very torn between things.
Okay.
At the end, all the gods are fighting all the demons, and for apparently no reason at all, because the gods weren't actually losing, Bruce Lee show up on flying Nimbus Cloud and starts fucking everybody up.
Great.
It's everything classic Bruce Lee that you would expect, combined with him turning into a giant monster and fighting people and doing his karate and making his mouth noises he's known for.
Of course.
It's all there.
Hmm.
I would love to know how his family feels about this.
Yeah.
It's not, as the context of the story, it's not disrespectful. It's like, oh, he passed. He's a great warrior. Get him in here.
Hmm.
But like, he is totally shoehorned into this.
Interesting.
I don't even know who this movie's for. I loved it, but I love weird animation.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can recommend this to just anybody.
Right.
So this movie's grades for me come with a caveat.
Okay.
So IMDb, give it a 5.5.
Okay.
No Rotten Tomato critic or audience. Again.
Makes sense.
I give it a 4.0.
Okay.
Because I feel like to the average person, that's where it would sit.
Sure.
If you're like an animation snob and you love all things animation, you might give it a couple ticks up. I probably would for myself personally, but
yeah.
I know that's not the real score.
Makes sense.
Also, fun note, I found out while doing research for this, there is a 2016 Jet Li movie, live action movie, that appears to have a very similar plot.
Huh.
So if you want to see the live action version of this, I am 99% sure there's a Jet Li movie that doesn't look good either, but it looks like a eyeball porn.
Huh.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I got two different ones on this one.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I watched a movie.
You did.
I did. It was from 1996.
It's a good year for certain movies.
It is. This certain movie was one of the good ones.
Yay.
A little movie called Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fargo, yeah.
Maybe I watched it in May. I don't fucking know.
I bet you did.
It is 1 hour and 38 minutes long. It is a drama crime movie.
So good.
It's got the Francis McDormand in it. It's got the William H. Macy in it. It's got the Steve Buscemi in it. It's got
love Steve Buscemi.
There's so many people in this movie. I mean, this movie's outrageous.
It's so good.
It is so good. So I didn't write down a summary, and we've had a couple drinks, so I'm going to try to kind of piece this one together. So
we can do it.
If you've never seen Fargo, probably want a spoiler alert, yeah, because this movie is like a lot of Coen Brothers movies where it's kind of told not, you don't find things out right away. You have to work through the plot.
Yep.
So this movie is about a man who hires two criminals to kidnap his wife in the hopes that his wife's father will pay a large ransom to get his wife back, but things go afoul. Then people die who shouldn't, and Frances McDormand plays a cop in town in North Dakota, and she has to kind of find out what happened, and she chases down the criminals, who are Steve Buscemi and Peter Stormare, and, you know, hilarity ensues, and further unfortunate events occur, and William H. Macy's trying to kind of hide what's going on, and, like, it's pretty wild shit. It's very Coen Brothers-y.
So many good people in this movie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All those, I mean, Macy and Buscemi and McDermott right there. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's an insane cast.
And they're all turning in awesome performances. It's really fun to watch. It's surprising at parts. It's got so much going on. It's so well shot. Roger Deakins did the effects. If you grab, if you go to Shout Factory and you get the Steelbook.
Yeah, Steelbook Shout Factory.
You will get one of the special features being a Roger Deakins commentary about how he shot this fucking movie, which is at any point has about 4.5 to 6 feet of snow in it.
Yeah.
So for, and it's a lot of it shot outdoors. So right. He had very little control over what the hell he was shooting and how he managed to fight through all of that.
Yeah, that's something I didn't even consider.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a lot of snow the whole movie.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. And if you don't know about snow, it reflects light. Mm. So your odds of having a shot that's totally, completely blown out, which means your sensor can't handle all the light going into the sensor unless you just like turn, you can close up, like imagine your eye, and when you, it's bright out, you squint because you want to put less light into your eyes, and also your pupils dilate. This is not that different from a camera. So you can kind of do those things, but then at a point it gets dark or it gets blurry, you start to lose information, things like that. Or it's so bright that even if you turn it down, you're still, the kid, the sensor's like, I don't know what that is. It's just light to me. I can't fathom it.
Right.
So him being able to like learn tricks like diffusing the natural sunlight and, you know what I mean, kind of trying to bounce direct light away from things and point other, it's really, really interesting to hear him talk about. And he just is jazzed he's watching the movie, so it's a lot of fun too to listen to him talk about that. So
oh yeah, and he's on a Shout Factory Steelbook.
Right. And he's thrilled.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this movie's sweet. It's definitely one of the best Coen Brothers movies for sure. Again, much like John Carpenter, ranking the Coen Brothers movies also fucking difficult.
Very difficult.
Because they are
both exceptional. I like a lot of their movies. So
oh, yeah.
It would be very hard for me.
Yeah, and across like huge swaths of time. Like I love Blood Simple, which was like their first movie.
Yeah.
And I fucking love something newer like No Country for Old Men.
Which not a lot of people like.
No. And I freaking love that movie.
I do too.
There's just so much in there that's really well done. They're just exceptional filmmakers.
And then Big Lebowski's in there too.
Oh my god, Big Lebowski may be my favorite.
It's tough to beat. It's very tough.
It's a near perfect detective movie and comedy all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Fargo's great. IMDb score 8.1, which is criminally low in my book. Rotten Tomatoes critical score 93% out of 92 critics. Audience agree 93%.
Nice.
And I very close to agree with a 9 out of 10.
Nice. I mean, 8.1 from IMDb is pretty good.
It is. For IMDb, that is quite high.
That's essentially their 9.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's so fucked up over there on IMDb.
Ah, geez, IMDb. Get it together.
The only thing that's not fucked up is their minutes.
I love their minutes.
IMDb minutes.
T-shirt coming soon. By the way, everybody, we may or may not do a Christmas special.
Whoa.
If we do, have a Merry Christmas or something. Yeah. I don't know if we'll remember to say it next time.
Have one of those things.
Because this will be coming out close to Christmas.
You know what you can do? You can just love the people you love all year round.
That's wild.
You cannot focus on going broke over something as stupid as fucking gifts. You can just let the people you love know that you love them and they mean something to you.
Yeah.
Tim, you mean something to me.
Aw, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
You mean something to me, too.
Woohoo.
Let's turn these microphones off.
Ooh. Bounce, wow, wow. Rimshot. Less than subtle, but I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Can't tell. It's quiet.
It won't stop.
It won't stop.
It won't stop.
Another rim shot. another rim shot.
Isn't that what we were going for?
I thought that was pretty clever. I don't know what that is. Who knows?
All right then.
Oh, this is just long. This is a whole song.
Oh, God, no.
And now people are laughing.
Now I'm
the scary Halloween noise.
I'm just playing Simon.
Oh, my God. Everything's lit.
Myself included. All right. Good night, everybody. Good night. I'm hitting buttons. Good night. Good night, buttons. Good night. night buttons. This Bye, one doesn't everybody. Even light up. Does it do anything?
No, it's not loaded.
Oh.
Oh, God. You're still here. Why are you still listening to this? Run.
You're so dumb.
Run. Run away.